I've always wanted to ride with you, Logan. Deadpool and Wolverine.
Welcome back to A Stark Contrast, where we discuss the differences and similarities from Marvel Comics to their MCU counterparts. And we are your hosts, Jeffrey.
And I.
Hello, hello, and welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back, everybody.
I am a little bit more relaxed today.
That's good.
My mind is kind of clear.
I look how you rolled your eyes. You're like, kind
of. I mean, it's never clear.
I mean, yeah, that's fair.
But knowing that I am not going anywhere tomorrow,
yes.
Like I'm not hopping on a flight. I'm not worried about like anything.
Travel
related.
Travel anxiety.
I feel very, very great. I had a very busy last 3 weeks.
So I think we talked about this already, but you are not doing anything for July. Like, aside Deadpool and Wolverine, you're not going anywhere,
I don't
right?
have any work stuff scheduled, no.
Yeah.
At least not travel-wise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is...
That's nice.
Yeah, it'll be nice.
I come close to July and I start panicking.
Really?
Because it's so much.
Really?
Because it's like my busiest month, always, for whatever reason. Well, previous years, it's been not only because of Comic-Con.
Yeah.
But then there's always some freaking summer blockbuster from Marvel.
Yeah.
That ends up happening. And then everything else that's summer. And then, of course, work. But then, the last couple of years, I had actually been doing two conventions in a month.
Mm.
And that is so hard.
I can't imagine.
Yeah. And so I used to be flying from here to North Carolina.
Yeah.
And then back and then go to San Diego or vice versa. This time, the convention, GalaxyCon Raleigh, is the same weekend as Comic-Con.
Oh, so you had to...
Yeah, I was like, all right.
You had to choose.
Like, sorry, y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
Not doing it.
Yeah.
And so thankfully, but also sadly, I'm not going to be at that convention. And Midsummer Scream is the same weekend. So...
Mm.
I don't know who did that, but I was like, that's not a good call, I think. But
yeah,
but
yeah, like so, a con during the biggest con
ever. Yeah, exactly. It's so crazy. It's,
like, no disrespect to other cons.
For sure. Yeah, like, wow.
But yeah. So,
whoo.
Traveling is exhausting.
Yes.
I think, and Sam will tell you this too, like, if there's a schedule and there's times that need to be hit,
mm-hmm.
I will... adhere to those like Bible. So when things either something's delayed, I'm
sure.
And I know most of it's out of our control, but it's also just kind of like, what are we doing here?
Yep.
So yeah, that's my little travel rant.
Yeah.
Unless it's interesting enough, but other than that,
travel is
exhausting.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's good. At least now you don't have to worry about it until possibly
August. See. I hope, man. Yeah, I mean, I do like traveling, exploring new places.
Yeah.
Or even going to places that, you know, I've been to before, but I fall in love with it again. Like, I fell in love with Chicago again.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm like, I feel comfortable in that city.
Yeah.
It's also when they film The Dark Knight. It's also like half the reason why I'm so excited to go. I was like, I know this is a Marvel podcast. I was like, oh my God, Batman was there.
Jeff, this is a Marvel podcast.
Yeah, well, I'm unbiased.
Yeah, this is true. So if you hadn't noticed yet, welcome to Mini Marvel number 14, where we talk about the broader Marvel universe.
Wow.
And the MCU's hot topics. We love Batman. It's okay. We're just kidding. Also, real quick, I called our X-Men 97 episode a mini Marvel. It was totally not a mini Marvel, but look, it's been a year, so I'm just going to roll with it. But yeah, so welcome to mini Marvel number 14. Let's just roll into it, I guess. First and foremost, I wanted to give a shout out to Holly Chow, the brilliant voice actress behind Jubilee herself. She introduced our Jubilee character study for episode number 83. And so it was a totally, you know, shoot your shot moment, a very last minute ask, and Holly came through in a pinch. So thank you so much again, Holly, for doing that. And so what's kind of remarkable is that our intro roster from this season alone,
mm-hmm.
has been pretty amazing, all thanks to the excellent X-Men, which of course includes episode 76 with Rogue, featuring Lenore Zann, Rogue herself. Episode 78, Mini Marvel number 13 with Eric and Julia Leewald. Episode 82, Gambit, featuring AJ Locascio. And then, of course, 83 with Holly Chow ahead of Jubilee. not to be set aside, of course, you know, way back when we had that episode 27 Morbius introduction from Jared Leto. So yeah.
I posted it, right, on Instagram where I was like, Dai's collecting these. these voice intros.
Yeah.
Like Infinity Stones.
Infinity Stones, yes. And related to podcast stuff, I wanted to give a shout out to listener Kevin on Twitter, who I'm not sure how recent he started listening, but he checked out our Jubilee episode and had some notes. And I was like, yeah, you know, you're right. He made some great points about her parents and stuff, and we were kind of going back and forth for a little bit, but he said he enjoyed the episode a lot. And he can't wait to listen to the other ones. And so what's that face? Jeff.
I can't wait to listen. I'm like, oh god, we gotta I know. Gotta be on our game.
I know. I'm like, oh god. Oh god, how far? But yeah, so thanks, Kevin. And you know, we hope that everything you've listened to or going to listen to, you'll enjoy. So yeah, thank you so much. All that said, I guess we can move forward into notable news in the Marvel universe. So there's a few things that we're gonna chat about today, but you know, first and foremost, things are getting hot, no pun intended, with the Fantastic Four. Joseph Quinn is officially hitting the gym for the role. Did you see this? Like, he's like working out, he's doing his thing. And so he is, of course, one of the stars of A Quiet Place, the prequel.
Day one, I think. Yeah,
day one with Lupita Nyong'o. And so he's clearly on you know, on the track for that, but he's getting into shape for old Johnny Storm, which is... of course, originally portrayed by
his head is shaved, correct?
Yeah, it's shaved. So yeah, he's ready, and filming is anticipated to begin July. We officially have a date now, July 29th of this year.
Right after Comic-Con.
The day after Comic-Con. it's official. So we'll see what transpires. But yeah, so Jeff and I were talking, you know, speaking about Comic-Con. That we were trying to coordinate watching Deadpool and Wolverine, and it got to the point where it was just like, what if? What if, ... I drove back from Comic-Con to watch it with Jeff at the El Capitan fan event and then drove back, and it was like, what was it? It was like, I would have
it
to...
It was an all-day venture.
It was quite literally an all-day venture, because it would take me 4 hours each way to get to the event from San Diego, and it was just not going to happen, which is sad. But
yeah, and like, I mean, I asked you before just to make sure, but then like the seat that I chose,
yeah,
for the showing that I did, it was a single seat. It was the only single seat available.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why.
Wow.
It was like a single seat in the middle.
Yeah.
Not in the front, but like in the middle. Just,
yeah.
And I was just like, this is, I guess this is what I have to do here. I guess.
That's so good. That's great. No, it's going to be fun. I really do think that they're going to, they might not even show up for San Diego. They'll probably show up for that. Somebody will show up for
that.
I
mean, look, my showing's Friday. I'm assuming the Marvel panel.
Oh, it's on Friday. You're not going Thursday.
Thursday.
I thought it was Friday. Thursday.
It is
okay,
Thursday.
It's Thursday.
I am tweaking. But,
yeah.
And then, yeah, if that's Thursday, then they can easily make the Marvel panel.
Oh, yeah.
On Thursday, on Saturday. Sure.
They just took the train down, or, you know, private plane it. I don't know what they do. Yeah. But yeah, no, that's going to be super fun. So while Fantastic Four is just about to get started, Thunderbolts, asterisk.
With an asterisk, yes.
had apparently wrapped filming. And I think it was just confirmed like the other day. I think it was last week. So... multiple reports had been saying, oh, they finished filming on June 12th. And it was like, no. They finished filming in Utah on June 12th. But they actually finished filming the film itself just last week. So about, I don't know, June 16th or 17th, I guess. So, yeah, I don't know. not a peep out of them about any of it. No leaks, nothing. It's kind of crazy. I mean, like, we got leaks from reshoots from Captain America. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And we still have not seen a peep out anything. Of Thunderbolts. It's so insane.
I mean,
insane
it has to
me.
Be because
it's all enclosed. It's
all in studio. Yeah.
That's so
I
wild.
I mean, that's fine with me.
Oh, I'm good with it. But I'm also like, really? This feels very like...
Especially with all the... Not to get off the Marvel horse again, all the Superman leaks.
The Superman stuff, I know. Well, I looked at three pictures and I was like, that's cool. And immediately my For You page was all DC. I was like, oh.
I've seen almost every single character.
I know. It's crazy.
People are judging the movie just off these leaks.
Oh, yeah. That's when I knew I had to stop. I was like, okay, I'm not looking at these anymore because everybody that's posting them or commenting, oh, his suit is mid.
Yeah,
we lost it.
Schneider.
Yeah. And I'm like, guys, come on. Yeah. It's quite literally like.
But yeah, nothing from Thunderbolts, which is except for that one video we got from Flo.
From
and that's
Flo,
pretty much
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and then these pictures of Sebastian Stan that you can't quite time, but there is another character that's in the film in those pictures with him. But you're like, it's wild. I'm just stunned considering how big the ensemble is.
Yeah,
it's so stunning. I'm nothing. Like actually impressed by it.
Love it.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. I feel like if they bring anything to Comic-Con, I'm hoping it's Captain America and Thunderbolts.
I'm pretty sure you're gonna get a first look.
Maybe, yeah. That
easily.
Anything that they brought to CinemaCon or the Disney, whatever it was, those things, and then probably Agatha.
Yeah, you might get you guys might get more.
Yeah.
You guys might get a first
Heart,
look.
Yeah. And What If season 3? I think that's I take that back. I think they'll bring Marvel animation again, like they did in 2022, and then they'll have What If there with possibly season 2 of X-Men 97.
I was gonna say maybe season 2,
mm-hmm. And then for live action they'll do the other.
But they also have D23.
Exactly.
So they can't show everything.
Ah, yeah. So we'll see. I guess.
I feel like. I feel like the ensemble of Thunderbolts asterisk is going to be at Comic-Con.
I hope so.
I feel like
I really do.
I feel like
but
they
you
are.
Think that ahead of Captain America?
They might do the same thing. Maybe Captain America Thunderbolts ties into Captain America or
everybody
vice versa.
Wishes, but they're like, no, it's not happening. And I was like, really?
I think they're gonna
Giancarlo Esposito, well,
they're gonna announce whatever Captain America. They're gonna go through the time. He's gonna go through the timeline. He's gonna say, "We got
like on the board."
Yeah, yeah. We got this thing. Yeah, so they're like, "Oh, you know, Captain America." Da da da. He's gonna bring out the director. He's gonna bring out Anthony Mackie. Maybe low chance, but Harrison Ford. Maybe. Maybe Giancarlo. Yeah. And then boom.
Giancarlo loves this stuff.
And then boom. First look. It might be like a 30-60 second type thing. Mm-hmm. One that you could only see. If you're in Hall H, which is, you know, and there's going to be people that write about it, what they saw, da 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 da.
Sure.
And then boom, they
and
go.
Some like 20 degree angle of the
It's easier
the
now
screen.
You can do it. I remember when the first Infinity War, like first look came out, I downloaded that thing it was a Dutch angle. I was just like, oh my God. And I was so hyped though.
I did that for Guardians 2 or something that wasn't in the hall.
I remember
for.
Guardians 3 too, like the first look for
Guardians 3. Yeah, it was that one.
Yeah, and then and then boom, they go off the stage and then like, oh, you may have heard, like, we have this small movie coming up, Thunderbolts, starring blah 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 blah, everybody, you know, knowing a man.
Oh my God.
And then he's like, so you probably know that Yelena's in it. Boom, Flo comes out, and then he goes.
Yeah.
He announces at least 5.
Because she was not there in person for the D23 one. They were all there except for her. She did like the video thing. So I'm hoping this will be the first time.
Like she appears.
They're actually together.
I feel like there's going to be a good amount of the ensemble and who's in there.
That'd be really great.
Maybe. And also the actor who plays that Steven Yeun was supposed to play.
Oh, yes.
Sentry. Sentry.
Yeah. I don't remember his real name.
Yeah, but I feel like at Comic-Con that's where
they have
a lot of actors, a lot of the actors and directors, whatever. Yeah. Whereas D23, they do that, I think, but I feel like it's much more
Would it be
impactful at Comic-Con?
Yeah. Would it be crazy to think they do indeed bring Captain America 4 and Thunderbolts Asterix and Agatha or whatever to Hall H, but they actually save Fantastic Four for D23?
That would...
Because they'll have been filming...
That would make the most sense. Or maybe they'll get like, maybe at D23, they'll get like a video of the cast in their
outfit.
Maybe, or maybe just in on set, whatever, saying like, sorry, we can't be there. Yeah. Obviously, you can't be here. We're freaking filming.
Yeah.
But, I feel like they would say Fantastic Four for D23.
Yeah.
That makes the most sense.
That makes sense to me.
Whereas the movies that have been filmed, shot already, they would... give you a guys a first
in Daredevil. I think they would take Daredevil.
I could go both ways actually. Yeah. I feel like Daredevil they could show at either one of each or both.
I'm ready.
But I think Charlie and Vincent love Comic-Con.
Yeah, we are.
So I think they
Charlie is like a convention professional.
So I feel like they would be like they would come out for Comic-Con.
Yeah, that'd be dope. Ooh! And announcing Jessica Jones? What?
You really want her?
I know. I saw another stupid tweet the other day.
I mean,
yesterday.
She also quote, yeah.
She's constantly posting things.
Hey, if they want it, I'm down.
And that's all she says. That's literally all she says. And then she'll post something from Jessica Jones and I'm like, what are you doing? And then she has it saved because, I mean, she's posted multiple times. There's a filter on Instagram or Snapchat too that you can change your hair to purple, and that was her hair color as Jewel, so she constantly uses that filter, and I'm like,
I think she makes an appearance
100%.
In Daredevil.
I think she does too. But yeah, I hope that whatever they end up bringing is well worth it, because this will be like
the first,
because they skipped last year, you know
exactly
what I mean?
So they have to.
You got to bring something back.
Yeah.
You just have to.
You have to bring a reason again to be like, why are we here?
Right.
If you're opting to come back to Hall H, you got to
They have to.
Yeah.
It's just.
Same thing with D23. So I think there's going to be a lot of X-Men and all that other stuff that they've shot already.
They better.
Yeah.
It'll be. Yeah. Because already I feel like. Because again, I did not get a ticket for the offsite discussion. So their film day, whatever it was, I don't have tickets to that. So I'm going to be here at home just watching it online like every other schmuck. And so I'm like considering how big of a sort of a, you know, like a hullabaloo that already turned into.
Yeah.
I feel like they can't risk not bringing it to San Diego, but you know, what do I know? I'm just an unpaid intern as far as this is all concerned. So the hype is real. We'll see what exclusives come out. They haven't announced anything as far as their giveaways and their exclusive merchandise or anything, but I anticipate it to be very Deadpool Wolverine, very X-Men skewed. Maybe some Captain America stuff, considering McDonald's already blew the lid off of that one.
Yeah.
Did you look at the pictures of the Happy Meal box?
Yeah.
I was like, they're full on spoilers. I was like, well, I know what that person looks like in the movie. Oh, that person's in the movie too. Okay. Got it. Yeah. I was like,
I mean,
wow.
I've seen some Deadpool Wolverine Funkos already.
Yes.
The merch game goes crazy.
It's so ahead.
Speaking of like merch and all these collectibles and stuff.
Yeah.
I looked in my room today and I was just like, dude, I need to find a place to put everything. Cause Sam's getting annoyed with me. She's like, are you gonna hang this or what? Are you gonna frame this or what?
Oh no.
And I'm like, I mean, I want to. I just, there's nowhere to put it. And
why, where do you put it?
It's kind of just stuff. Well, like, I have a Doctor Strange popcorn bucket that we've got when we went to Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah.
So a lot of stuff is in there.
Yeah.
I have things in a bag.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's out. You can see it.
Yes. Ah.
You can't put it somewhere. Is it a big bag?
It's like an average size. It's just things are scattered.
Got it.
Organized. Yeah. But just they're not hung up or they're not stored anywhere.
Got it.
So I need to figure out.
Go to IKEA.
I might need to get some like either frames or if I can't frame it now, because I have so many posters over the years that we've gone to all these events and stuff.
Yeah.
I think I might get like a thing to like a box, like a, like one of those plastic bins so I can slide it under my bed just so I can just store stuff.
Yeah.
So I need to do that.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of like, oh God.
Just mosey on down to a store. You got it. You're done.
I know. Yeah. I'm so lazy. But
it'll be worth it. I can't imagine what she thought when she came to my house and and this is not even in, like, I mean, this isn't,
well, at
even
least
it.
You have a garage to store things.
I have a way about,
but it's just like, imagine
stuff.
Like here,
yeah,
like, and there's like a box there,
yeah,
a bag,
yeah,
here.
Ah, got it.
And like the stuff is hung up here, so it's kind of like, okay, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
But then there's just like, what are you going to do with this?
Sure.
Yeah.
It'll all resolve in time. Moving on. you know, I feel like once this game comes back, I'm going to turn into a major couch potato, because Marvel versus Capcom is alive and well. And so last week, the company's multiple outlets announced that this beloved series was being reissued with 7 games. And so the big issue that happened here is that back in the day, Capcom lost the rights to the Marvel characters, so they were not allowed to reproduce the games in their glory as they once were, let alone sell copies of this, you know, this game in perpetuity. So the list of games that are being reissued include X-Men Children of the Atom, Marvel Super Heroes, X-Men versus Street Fighter, Marvel Super Heroes versus Street Fighter, Marvel versus Capcom Clash of Superheroes, Marvel versus Capcom 2, New Age of Heroes, as well as the Punisher game, which was in arcades for whatever reason. I don't know really why. They're just kind of nesting it in, but I guess it's, you know, it's because of the Marvel property. But yeah, it's been a minute since all of these games have been available in this capacity, so it's really exciting. All of the art that was never released in high quality is officially going to be available with the game itself, and it comes with all these other features and online play. It's about to get so real. I'm so excited. These are amazing games. So I know your fighting games aren't your thing.
I didn't play like much of them. Like I played like whenever I would go at friends' houses, cousins' houses, and play like Super Mario Bros. Some like Tekken, and some Marvel vs. Capcom. But never was like invested into it. I sucked at fighting games, like the arcade fighting games.
Sure. Yeah, the Marvel ones in particular, the ones that didn't actually have anything to do with Street Fighter, are quite good. Like, they're very iconic in their own way, and it took a very Eastern take on Western characters.
Yeah.
And so the way that we generally imagine these characters to look was spun on its head, and they were made more anime manga looking like.
Yeah.
And usually, I mean, sometimes that just doesn't work, but it worked with Capcom because they fit into the Street Fighter universe so well.
Yeah.
So X-Men Children of the Atom and then Marvel Super Heroes in particular, they were the first two out the gate. X-Men Children of the Atom was great. It was quite literally just X-Men. So it was a core team of Cyclops, Storm, Psylocke, Colossus, and Wolverine.
Whoa.
And you can choose from those characters, and you had to fight Sentinel, Apocalypse, I think, was in that.
Camp.
Yeah. And then with Marvel Super Heroes, that introduced Gambit and Spidey and Cable and a few other characters. And I think Onslaught was the villain for that one. And so that's the Magneto Professor X hybrid.
Okay.
Yeah, it was dope. So from there, then they just crossed over with X-Men, and it turned into a whole thing. And so, yeah, so that game will be coming out this year. There's no release date yet, but you know what? I'm just like, take my money. take all my money. I don't know what they're going to release, but there is going to be a physical version. I'm sure they're going to go to town with it. The consoles currently include Nintendo Switch, PS4, which that's presumably with PS5 retroactive play.
Got it.
And Steam only. There's no Xbox edition.
Wow.
I know.
It's okay. I have both.
Xbox and, yeah,
I have Xbox and PS5.
Yeah, Xbox and PC kind of got left in the dust, but...
sounds about right.
Yeah, it sounds about right, sadly. But yeah, you know, I'm super excited for that. I'm hoping that they'll have something at Comic-Con too for this, because again... fits right in with all the X-Men hype that's coming out.
Speaking of Comic-Con, I hope they do another
Kith?
Not our streetwear brand streetwear collab. Brand,
yeah. Ugh. I know. It's if they're going to announce.
That was so good, man.
I know. That I feel like nothing is going to top the X-Men one unless they do another X-Men one, but like extend the roster, I guess.
I don't know.
I don't know. But if they're going to announce that anything,
activation was cool. The way you can so get cool. things are cool. Thank God you're there.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I feel like if someone's going to do it, be it Kith or someone else, it's going to come out in the next couple of weeks. If not, well, guess not. Guess not this time. But, yeah, we'll see. Fingers crossed. And so finally, I have one more note on here as far as Marvel news and specifically MCU news is concerned. So apparently Lord Feige dropped some news on the official Marvel podcast, which debuted this week. And some of the updates regarding many of the MCU's anticipated projects came through. Now, he didn't drop all of this information that we're about to talk about himself. These first three, I saw floating in the ether. And so Namor is apparently still being pursued. So
I didn't hear him talk. I listened to it before I came here.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
Right. I'm not sure where the sources for these came from. Like it seems to be coming through the pipe, but the pipeline. But so apparently Namor, a solo movie for Namor is still being pursued, but Okoye's series... it may be canceled. So Okoye was supposed to have her own spin-off series on Disney Plus, kind of you know, like the rest of like Moon Knight and all them. But apparently that may be canceled. And then there was going to be a separate Midnight Angels series as well. I feel like it could have easily been one and the same. I don't know if maybe it was the same thing, but probably going to be canceled.
Yeah.
In the very least. So unfortunately, we might not be able to see any of that pan out. And it might just be looped into whatever next Black Panther project is coming out. Because I think Letitia Wright was actually quoted today or something about she's excited to come back to the Black Panther franchise. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So all that sad. And then, of course, Blade is gone through its latest... debacle of losing another director. And so I'm not sure, and Mahershala is not happy apparently, so that's not great news either. We might lose Blade and we might lose more of the staff on that film, because
just getting it got announced in 2019.
Push. Yeah,
can you believe
exactly.
that
exactly. Like I have the screen. I was going through my photos.
Yeah,
and I forgot what I was looking for, but I came across all of my San Diego photos from that year where they teased the logo and he came out, and I was like, oh my god, it was forever ago. The movie should be out by now. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and yet.
Can't even get a script locked down.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't know. I have my predictions that different from what I've seen, like on Twitter and stuff, like how people are perceiving it. But
yeah.
I'm just like, yeah.
Yeah, you know how the socials be.
I'm like, I don't know if it. I mean, I don't know if it was like a Marvel. It was like a Marvel thing, or it's like a Mahershala thing.
Yeah.
I'm like.
Yeah, I'm not very concerned, but it's unfortunate because Blade is such a great property, and there has not been, aside the game that's coming out, aside games, we haven't seen Blade in pop culture live action for so long. And the Wesley Snipes films are great. They're fantastic, really.
Yeah.
I think one and two were... solid. Three was fun because, you know,
people loved him.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds is in the third one, I believe. But yeah, I enjoyed the hell out of all three of them. I liked them all. But they were a very long time ago at this point. So it's kind of like, damn, we have not seen our this vampire dude for forever. And so it's disheartening that we might not see a Blade film any time before 2026 at this rate. Like, yes. This might be more of a 2030. Yeah. So I don't know. But what Feige did discuss on the podcast was the Fantastic Four, which is officially confirmed to be set in the 1960s of an alternate universe beyond the prime timeline. So that's going to be very interesting. Again, it brings up the discourse and the discussion how Dr. Strange, like Dr. Strange brought up in Multiverse of Madness to John Krasinski's Mr. Fantastic.
Didn't you guys chart in the 60s?
Right. So it's like, huh? And so Andrew actually brought that up to me. And I said, well, that's interesting because, of course, it's based off of like 15 seconds of dialogue.
Yeah.
But he doesn't necessarily recognize him per se. Not that Steven would have been alive during that time anyway. You'd presume he's born in the 70s, 80s.
Yeah.
And even then, he might just know because of, you know, he's learned, he's been educated along the way that, oh, the Fantastic Four did this thing in the 60s. And he's like, cool, you know?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they pull it all together or fill in the gap, rather, for that.
I know. Poor John Krasinski.
I don't know. I think he said he was cool with it, right?
I mean, yeah.
He was good.
Yeah, I mean, I think also people don't realize, like, I mean, this is coming from me also, from someone like who didn't grow up on the comics. Mm-hmm. Like, my first iteration of Fantastic Four was obviously the 2000.
Oh, yeah.
Two.
With Ioan Gruffudd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't know how big Fantastic Four is, like how dense their comic
Marvel's first family.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's cool. Da 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 da. Yeah. So it's like, so seeing like just John Krasinski playing just a version of it, I'm like, all right, cool cameo. Like, that's sick.
Yeah.
You know, but then, you know, obviously people are like, oh, we want more of it, need more of it. I'm like, I mean, it is what it was, you know?
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
I think it was a solid representation too. Like the suit was great and him as Reed Richards was also very believable. But I'm not married to it to the point where I'm like, no, Pedro Pascal, who? Like, no, it's a multiverse. It can happen.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I wonder how Pedro Pascal is going to...
I'm so intrigued.
Yeah.
But again, like, when, you know, not revisiting because what I've absorbed of the man is absorbed as it is, but with new things that he releases, like he did a Corona or something.
Oh, the Corona ad,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, the Corona ad. Because it's so fresh, now I'm like thinking, okay, Reed Richards, And so I take in the content and I'm like, I can see it. It's like fun.
And I feel like we've seen Pedro, like, the man has range.
He is super duper.
So it's
people
like.
People who say he doesn't.
Yeah.
They've never seen
because
Narcos.
One, he plays the Mandalorian, and yes, you don't see his face, but
sure. You
can hear it in his voice.
His voice is
like, listen
character.
To his voice in the Mandalorian, and listen and watch how he plays Joel.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, this the same person?
Right.
And
even, again, like, Narcos was my first introduction to him, and I didn't think I was going to like Narcos, because I was like, oh, it's not really my thing, like, watching that sort of genre.
Yeah.
But I stuck to it. I watched the entire thing, and I was like, he's really good. And of course, I go further back with him than that with Game of Thrones. So that was my very, very first exposure to him. But he was in it as much.
Yes.
So his first full like performance for me was Narcos. And he was so good. And it was almost hard for me to believe it was the same guy that was in Game of Thrones. Speak nothing of then him bouncing in and out of all these other things he's done since. So when I watched the Corona commercial, I was like... Even this, I'm like, I could see Reed Richards. Maybe I'm just too easy, but I'm like, no, he's definitely got a great range to him. So I'm not even the least bit worried. But Krasinski was definitely my dude. I definitely was on that train.
That fan cast,
like, 100%. I was like, I would love to see him come in, come through and be Reed Richards. And I was a little sad that he didn't get to continue, but... I'm not mad at Pedro either.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's great.
I mean, that cast, again, going back to that cast.
Yeah. No, solid. Gosh. Vanessa Kirby's gonna ruin lives. I can't wait.
I just watched Mission Impossible: Dead Reckoning Part One on a plane. And then I was like, oh, Vanessa Kirby. And I was like,
she's so good in that
movie. Love her.
She's so good.
Then Joseph Quinn, obviously, we were talking about it.
Yeah.
Texting, saying like he's preparing by lighting himself on fire.
Yes, that's right.
And then someone asked Eben Moss.
Yeah.
How are you? Like, oh, I've just been looking at a bunch of rocks.
how are you preparing for your role?
Yeah.
Looking at rocks.
Imagine. And also Eben Moss, The Bear season 3. Woo! Is also out.
Oh, can't wait.
I was like, and then I'm gonna watch that and be like, damn, Richie's a superhero.
Yeah, right? But it's gonna be great because, you know, like he was in the Punisher series before, and so his performance in that series was also really good. His character was frustrating as hell, but he himself was a great actor already. And then The Bear just elevated it like times a billion, and I'm sure he's done other stuff that's amazing. I've not seen it, but he was just so good in The Bear that now I'm gonna watch season 3, just like how this corona thing with Pedro, I'm gonna watch season 3 and my brain is gonna be like,
Ben Grimm right there.
Ben Grimm, cousin. Okay, cousin. Yeah. Okay, your chef.
And then and then Galactus is.
Yes, I'll never get over that. I have not gotten over.
Yeah,
that.
You sent the people on Twitter sent me like we're posting that clip of his, if you're wondering his if voice. You're wondering if he's fit for Galactus. This is his voice.
It's so incredible.
And I was like waiting for it, and then he talked, and I was like, oh god, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, it's intense, and so I think what I'm mostly curious of is how he will look visually, because I mean, let's be honest, with the Eternals, they were a great display of their capacity to create these gigantic characters, like literally gigantic characters. Of course, you know, the Celestials have been in other movies, but Eternals was really the one where we finally got to see them
multiple and how big they are.
In the space of quote-unquote normal-sized humans.
Yeah.
So how they end up representing Galactus in his scope and scale that isn't a freaking cloud in space.
I was going to say, wait, because he was a cloud, right?
Yeah, he was just a mass, like a ghastly mass.
But it's really a dude with a...
Yeah,
he's a staff and everything.
Yeah, he's a giant purple and cerulean looking dude. but he does have he has human like features, and so how they depict that is going to be interesting. And
God.
Yeah, and what's her name too? As a Silver Surfer is going to be very interesting.
Ladies, oh yeah,
yeah. So Julia Garner. So yeah, I'm curious. I think they're going to be more modern, quote unquote, modern time. And then the family themselves will be 60s, and then something happens.
Something happens indeed.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm so excited.
So stoked. Do we know where they're filming? Did Feige mention? So London.
London. London studios.
So it's all mostly interior, I guess. Because that's where they film all the...
There might be some
exterior
stuff, which will probably get leaked at some point.
Yeah.
But yeah, London Studios.
Yeah.
Or wherever they, yeah. Because that's where they filmed Guardians.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And a lot of movies, I think Jurassic Park films were filmed there. All the big FX and practical effects seem to go across the pond.
So
it'll be exciting. I can't wait till we start talking about the Fantastic Four.
I know.
It's gonna be so fun. I mean, like, we could do it now, but
we
gotta wait for like the re-entry.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But yeah, always excited for the Fantastic
Four.
I'm
so excited for
that. And then last but not least, so yeah, somebody finally acknowledged the Wonder Man series, and so this was crazy because it was kind of a moment of like, wait, they finished filming already? Wait, it exists already? And so
it exists.
That was the rumor, was that it does very much exist. Like, he has already completed the series, I guess.
Oh, is it?
That's what I've heard. I don't know if what he said on the podcast.
I feel like he said it like it's like, oh, it's a thing. I don't know if he said it.
So strange.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had heard rumors that it was already completed. But I mean, again, it's a rumor. But yeah, starring Yahya Abdul-Mateen II. So yeah, Feige was quoted saying it's extremely different than anything we've done before. And I'm like, what does that mean? Because when the last time they said that, we got Werewolf by Night. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. that was so, to me, a knockout of the park because it was very different from anything they'd ever done. So if they're venturing, and WandaVision, for the record, WandaVision was also in a league of its own.
Yeah.
And so with them saying that about Wonder Man now, I'm like, huh, what could they possibly...
That thing has more traction than Blade, if we're being completely honest.
So. I know, right? Like, oh my gosh. So yeah, we'll see. We'll
so
see.
Excited.
Oh, it's just so
I'm telling you, once like Deadpool and Wolverine
mm-hmm.
is released,
yeah.
things are going to snowball
yeah.
into just
yeah.
either chaos or mm-hmm. really amazing yeah. controlled chaos.
Well, and he did briefly mention something about Deadpool and Wolverine being that like seasons 1 and 2 of Loki and the crossover there with Deadpool and Wolverine isn't the only portion of the MCU they're going to touch. And so, of course, the Foxverse and such are going to be in there in the mix somewhere. But he said that there's more to it. And of course, you know, today, as of this recording that we're recording, you know, Ryan Reynolds posted that ambiguous flag of the Avengers logo.
I know.
Logo
I was like, that's
with
weird.
The anarchy like symbol on top of it. So it's like, huh. I don't know. I feel like that's probably part of the Ant-Man scene, but I don't know. It's we've been getting a lot of drops about how Downey wouldn't mind coming back, and
like Ryan Reynolds is promoting yeah. the crap out
oh,
of
yeah.
this film.
Yes,
or they both are actually.
Yes, he is.
But
oh.
man.
So Jeff.
Oh gosh.
As I bend over.
Dice holding something.
Speaking of Deadpool. I got that Aviation American Gin.
Oh my
Deadpool
gosh!
Version.
it has like a drawing etching, yes, of Deadpool.
It's the
giving heart hands.
It's the super duper limited edition version.
Wow!
Of the bottle, so it's speaking of Ryan Reynolds just promoting his butt off for this film. He is obviously
looks so cool.
He has
I don't
also,
even drink gin.
I know. I'm gonna have to make us something. I was gonna mix us something before the show, but he has, of course, in true Ryan Reynolds marketing genius form, made his own collaboration with his own gin
with his
company.
Own brand. Jeez.
And so he has a limited edition run of Deadpool themed aviation gin, which has, you know, the emblem on the label and on the stickers on top as well. But there is a very limited edition that you can get from, I believe it was Nistor Liquor, where they will etch a heart hands Deadpool onto the bottle.
Ooh.
For you. So this is, it's the only place that you can get it. And so, yeah, if you really want it, yeah, I would get it. It's, and I did. So it's, let me just, oh, Nestor Liquor. So Nestor Liquor, N-E-S-T-O-R Liquor. You can get yourself a very limited edition Etch-A-Sketch Deadpool. It's fun. I've not opened it yet, clearly, because I was waiting for Jeff. And we're going to try it together.
Yeah.
And
are
so,
we going to try it straight? First?
No, we don't have to. Okay. We can mix it with something.
Okay. I'm down.
Yeah. And so, but yeah, so that's super duper exciting. Good stuff. Deadpool's really going to blow the roof
I'm
off.
I'm so
this.
Excited. It needs to, it's a literally a month from now.
But also, the premiere's in New York. July 22nd.
New York.
Well, and so,
that's where they're both probably living. That's why.
I don't doubt it. But also, that means we have to brave 3 days and hope that the embargo doesn't lift.
it's gonna
too soon.
It's gonna be. It's just gonna. I don't. It's gonna. It's just gonna be like the.
It's gonna be a flood like the, spoilers,
the,
man.
The non spoiler, like where people say like, Deadpool Wolverine is X Y Z. It's full of this and a lot of this.
X Men Y Z.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I'm. Oh God. Yeah. I'm basically
that a week's gonna go by so slow.
It's gonna be intense. I'm just hoping I'm gonna be too busy to notice anything, to be perfectly honest, until I've seen the film myself, which I will be watching at Comic-Con. So yeah. So all that said, next up on the show, Jeff and I are still on our X-Men streak.
You goddamn right.
And as promised, you know, we were gonna venture into Deadpool then. So join us right back here 2 weeks from now as we start to segue a little further into the weeds. Toward Deadpool's Corner of the Universe with Pyotr Rasputin, a.k.a.
Colossus.
for our next character study. So.
Hell yeah.
With that is the end of the show. Thanks for listening, and a special thank you to all of our Patreon supporters, and a We Are Groot salute to Edgar, Andrea, Ashley, Ariel, Andrew, Tyler, Melanie, Joe, Liz, Robin, Ed, Laura, Jenny, Chris, Nats, Katie, and Sherry. Follow us on social, STRKCNTRST, and if you like what you hear, review, rate, and subscribe.
Woo! Once again, thanks for listening. We will catch y'all in the next one.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
What are you?
We are
Venom.
We are
Venom.